For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. Southwest Missouri has seen the biggest spike in confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state in recent weeks. And as local leaders try to address the outbreak, one measure they've discussed is requiring masks. While an increasing amount of research supports the use of masks in public to reduce transmission of the virus, masks have become polarizing, as Joplin Mayor Pro Tem Keenan Cortez found out when his city raised the possibility of a mask ordinance.
So we were kicking around and talking about, could we make this mandatory in our city, that people in our city start to wear these? Because I think it was on June the 3rd, in the two counties that Joplin sits in, we're sitting at about 60 cases, and by the time we got to that meeting, we were over 1,000. So we began that conversation. What does that look like? How do we enforce it? Are there anybody that needs to be exempt from wearing a mask? Just going through all of that process to get to where we needed to be able to make a good, sound decision for our citizenship to try to protect those that are vulnerable in our community.
The ordinance ultimately failed in a 5-4 vote. Were you surprised it was voted down?
I was surprised that it appeared to become a political issue on whether or not to wear a mask in public to help protect not only yourself but those around you. I was really surprised and a little discouraged that something as simple as that, as basic as that, as me looking out for you and you looking out for me when we're out in public at Walmart together, could become so politicalized and kind of cut right down the middle. There was a segment of the population that simply because local government was going to say, hey, you need to wear a mask when you go out in public, that their attitude was, just because you're telling me that, I'm not going to do it, because you don't have the right to tell me that. And I kind of wanted people to get past that point, to the point of, but it's a human thing. It's a looking after your neighbor kind of thing. Let's get the Republican and the Democrats out of it, and let's just talk about taking care of one another.
Obviously, Joplin has survived adversity before with the 2011 tornado. How do you think that experience has influenced its response to COVID-19?
What I witnessed in 2011, and actually over the next couple of years beyond that, was a community that rose up together and said, this is not going to define us. This is not going to beat us. We're going to take care of one another and we're going to get through this. My expectation was that was going to be the same thing that I experienced when we got to this point with COVID-19 and whether or not we should or should not wear masks. Unfortunately, that's not what I've witnessed. I think for the most part in our community, people are Joplin strong, one community, let's do this, let's get behind it. But we've just not there yet like we were in 2011. And I continue to remain hopeful and very optimistic that we're going to get there. It just seems like it's going to be a little bit more work involved getting it done this time than it was last time. And, you know, in 2011, we could see it. We could see the tornado coming in. There's video of it. There's surely evidence that it was here. We can't see this enemy. We can't see this tornado, this storm hitting our community. And I think people have a little bit harder of a time identifying what needs to happen when you have something like that you're dealing with.
Do you personally know anyone who's had the virus?
I do. My cousin from Shreveport, Louisiana, tested positive back in March. He went to the hospital on a Friday, thought he had pneumonia, was going to go in and get checked out. He wasn't feeling well. He died on Tuesday night. It took 5 days for this virus to take him, and that was back in March in the very beginning of this thing taking off. I do know, and I won't name names here in the city, but I know people that live here that have tested positive, that have gotten through it, have been, you know, sick and not feeling well, but they fought through it in a couple weeks of quarantine, and now they're back to doing what they do.
And I understand that you work at the hospital?
Not only do I work at the hospital, but I'm the operations manager for the Environmental Services Department. I'm in charge of getting the hospital clean. And I spend a lot of time within our isolation unit where the COVID patients are. I'm in there every day. I haven't gotten sick. Guess what I do? I wear my mask. I wash my hands. I use hand sanitizer when I'm supposed to. I take the necessary precautions when I'm maybe near someone that I know has the virus. This is a gotta be smart kind of thing. And I see people come in, you know, they walked in the front door and now they have a vent. you know. And I heard this the other day, and I think it's true. It's a whole lot easier to put on a mask and be uncomfortable for a few minutes than it is to have to get intubated to be put on a vent. So it's a choice that we all have.
That was Joplin Mayor Pro Tem Kenan Cortez. Since our conversation, the Joplin City Council has moved to purchase 100,000 masks to provide to city residents and is holding a special session this evening to reconsider a mask ordinance. With the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.